By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Glory to God. Put a smile on your face first. Because you can't give what you don't have. Put a smile on your face first. If you don't smile yet, I won't say the next thing. So you smile. Conscious smile. Smile. Don't do shyness smile. You know those shyness smile that you are shy. Smile. Don't look at me. I'm not your stick. Smile. I'm smiling in my stomach. Smile. Put a smile. Alright, look at your neighbor then. Let it spread. Let it be viral. Let that smile extend to your neighbor. Turn that smile to a laughter, to giggling, to excitement. Don't fake it. That's Christ that you are seeing next to you. Glory to God. Now, see what we're going to do right now. We're going to look for any child far away from you. Because if I say closest to you, you'll be looking for me. Far away from you, all those little children, go and welcome them. Go ahead. Children, expect them to welcome you. Please, sir, there. Please, ma, there. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, ma. You can touch the cheeks of the babies. I didn't say collect babies from baby owners. Touch the cheeks of the baby. You're welcome, baby. Good to see you in God's presence. Tell those children we love you. We surely do love you. Love those children, somebody. Love those children for real. You know, when they were confused about the understanding of the kingdom, Jesus brought the children and said, except you be like these ones, you cannot experience what heaven is all about. Somebody love those children for real. You can mark them out and prepare a gift for them. That's how to live the life. Love those children for real. Glory to God. Ashe Junior Da. Excess is not good. Yeah, come back. For those online, we celebrate God with you and we welcome you in the name of the Lord. No doubt God has been good to us. Can I have a witness to that? No doubt the month of June is said to be the God best month for us. If you believe it, let your excitement show it. Alright, brethren. Psalm 105, verse 1, Message translation. Let us, with understanding, apply God's word in our thanksgiving. Right now, Psalm 105 and verse 1, Message translation. Are we ready to express God's word? Are you ready, somebody? No doubt he has brought us into a strange month, and we must let him know we are grateful. Read, 1, 2, go! Go on! Go on!
what he has done for bringing us to the month of June. Lift up your voice and your two hands and tell everyone what he has done in Thanksgiving. Thank him, somebody. Thank him, somebody. Give him thanks for the month of June. Give him praise for the new month. Thank him. Remember, he called the things that be not as though they were. He declared the end from the beginning. Thank him. Thank him. It's the best month for us. It's the greatest month for us. Celebrating God. Celebrating God. Rejoicing in him. Reveling in God. We thank you with every heart of gratitude for all you've done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 To you, Lord! Hallelujah! To you, Lord! Thank you! Thank you! In your name, we thank! In your name, we pray! Because of what you've done for us, we have seen the end of June already. Because of your word, we stand by your word. Your word cannot fail. Your word can not lie. Your word cannot be denied. Most High God, most gracious God, most faithful God, ever living God, mighty God, awesome God, we hallow you forever and ever. Thank you for your unspeakable gifts. Thank you for your undeniable presence. Thank you for every word of prophecy. Thank you for every instruction. Thank you for every promise you have made already over every individual and every family represented here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give a praise.
Look at verse 3. Are you ready? Are you ready? For the greatest strength. Remember, a month of the fulfilled life. Read, 1, 2, go.
You who seek God, live a fulfilled life in thanksgiving for the fulfilled life. Keep shouting hallelujah and thanking him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In honor of your holy name. For the fulfilled life, we honor you. We lift you high. 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 Esiana. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the fulfilled life. For the contented life. For the satisfied life. For the Christ-centered life. For the impactful life. For the accomplished life. For the enriched life. For the joy life. For the love life. We celebrate you, our God, because your word is real and your word is true and your word is faithful. Your word cannot falter. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot be discarded. We celebrate you, the God of heaven, who is kind and good and gracious in all he's doing. Glory to God on high. Somebody shout hallelujah.
You know what David said? David said, in God I praise his word. Psalm 56 and verse 10, King James. Ooh, do you understand that? What a communication. A man that never saw Jesus preach. A man that never heard the oratory grace
of Paul, a man that never understood the dimensions of Peter. And he said, in God will I praise his word. In God will I praise. In the same verse, doubly emphasized, will I praise his word, because it is his word that everything as my life has centers on. Go back to 105 again, sir, and then if you can drop it down to 45. Message again. We're going to thank God for his word. Above all, we're going to thank God for the doing grace. Someone say, yeah. So they could do everything he told them. Someone say, I do. Could follow his instructions to the letters. Someone respond. Hallelujah. Are you with me, somebody? In thanksgiving, Father, we praise you for your word, and we praise you for the doing of your word, for the spirit of obedience to align us to the fulfillment of your word. Everybody in the house, online and on ground, lift up your two hands to heaven, and in thanksgiving again, go ahead and thank him for his word that he had already set us on the course to follow. Thank him for the word that he had brought our way already, not just for the past 2 days, but all through the month. And thank him for the fulfillment of every word as we align to instruction, as we duly obey. Somebody give him praise. Oh, somebody give him glory. Oh, somebody give him honor. Somebody appreciate him. When you exalt his word, you will exalt your life, because he has exalted his word. The Bible said, above his name, his word is exalted above his name. So when men exalt his word, their lives are exalted. Somebody exalt the word of God. Thank you, Father, for every privilege that you've given to us as a people. Thank you, Master, for every honor that you've given to us as a people. We lift you high. We celebrate you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your name, Most High, faithful God, glorious God you are. Thank you for the freshness of your word, ever refreshing word, no drought of your word, no deadness of your word, no stale word, for sending us your word consistently. We've come to appreciate you. Thank you for the grace of obedience. We are doers of the word. We are doers of the word of God. Every word of God we do, therefore it produces results in our lives. We do God's word, therefore it answers for us by the power of the Spirit of Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come under this atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. And on this third day of this consecrated hour of the month, as unto the Lord, we've come to bless your name. We've gathered as your family to praise you and proclaim your faithfulness and mercy. Thank you for everything that is said to be done. Thank you because we will leave the month of June in the fullness of the life that will be fulfilled in Christ already. We give you praise. Therefore, I've come to bless your name. Lift up your two hands. We've come to bless your name, gathered as your family. To praise you and proclaim your faithfulness and mercy. We give you glory. We give you glory. Somebody give it to him. We give you honor.
We give you everything we are, lifting our hearts and hands before you. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you everything we are, lifting our hearts and hands before you, Lord.
One more time, everybody. We've come to bless.
Come to bless your name, gathered as your family, to praise you and proclaim your faithfulness and mercy.
We give you glory,
we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you honor,
we give you everything we are, lifting our hearts and hands before you. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you everything we are, everything we are, lifting our hearts before you, Lord. I don't know about you. There is no other reason why we came than to glorify your name. Everybody, for you are worthy to be praised as we offer up our lives as a living sacrifice, holy, holy acceptable to you. One more time. There is no other reason why we came than to glorify your name, yeah, for you are worthy. Now we offer up as a living sacrifice. Adonai!
What shall we offer? What can I offer unto you, Lord? Than to worship. What can I offer unto you, Lord? Than to worship your majesty, calling by his name. You are. them glory.
Outside, come in. Let them come in very fast. After that, you shut it down again. Let them come in very fast. Because we're going to do it again. Now, listen, friends. Listen. You see, most of the time, we tend to play down on what we should emphasize on. You've come to the beginning of a month. A month in your normal reasoning, you don't know what it holds. But God, in His infinite glory, has revealed to you what He has in store for you. And one thing that God will never do is to play with words. And then you've come to the third day of your consecration of the month to Him. Hear me, sir. One thing that you must learn to do, and man, is to release yourself for Him. Are you with me? We're going to sing this song one more time. I remember when this song came in the month of March. After intensive praise to God and worship to God, then I began to hear the song. I began to hear it from afar. The sound was far better than every time we sing here. I began to hear it. What can I offer? After intensive praise, what can I offer unto the Lord than to worship Your Majesty? You are the reigning King, the Most High God, the Prince of Peace. Almighty is Your name. Adonai, El Shaddai, Elohim, Elohim. We're going to sing that song with only keyboard one and strings, sustained chords, and then just progress. Are you ready, somebody? Lift up your two hands. Please, just give it from your being. Every singer, every musician, give it from your peace. It's our voice that matters right now. Are you with me, somebody? Let's sing together.
What shall I offer unto You, Lord, than to worship Your Majesty? What shall I offer unto You, Lord, than to worship Your Majesty? You're the reigning King. You're the reigning King. You're the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You're the Prince of Peace. You are the King of Kings. Almighty is Your name. Almighty is Your name. One more time. You're the reigning King.
You are the reigning King.
You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You are the King of Kings. You are the King of Kings. Almighty is Your name.
Almighty is Your name.
Oh,
da 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 go. Da 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 We honor you, Lord. 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 We honor you, Lord.
It's in honor of your name we stand. It's in honor of your name we dedicate the month of June 2019. It's in honor of your name we consecrate our lives to you. You are everything to us. You are everything to us. You're everything to us. You're everything to us. That's who you are. I bless your name.
If that's the best you can give to your God, it does not deserve that. Give him your best, somebody. Give him your best, somebody. And have a shout of praise. All right, you may just be seated briefly, but we got to pray. Then I give you some word tonight. I just need us to pray. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Scripture said, Jesus said, and I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will build my church. And then forget about the gates of hell. I, Jesus, will build my church. Our emphasis is Jesus, build your church. Not gate of hell, don't prevail. It's not necessary. Did you hear what I said, sir? Now, see where we missed it. I will build my church. And Jesus said, if you allow me to build my church, the gate of hell shall not prevail. But we missed it. See what we do? We begin to bind the gate of hell. Meanwhile, we are not allowing it to build his church. He said, I don't want this person. I don't want this method. I don't want this the family plan. I don't want this. This is how I want it. And then we have left him in the building of the church, and we're now binding the gate of hell. Do you understand, sir? When you understand scripture, you don't struggle. Hey, upon this revelation, upon this reality of who I am, that is Christ, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. All right? Passion it for me. Look at that. And this truth of who I am will be the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church. My legislative assembly, talking about authority, domiciled in the church of God. When you allow me to build, because I build with power, then I will confer and bestow authority on you. Did you get that? Now he said, and the power of death will not be able to overpower it. I will build my church. Jesus, build ecclesia yourself. Rise to your feet, everyone in the house, with every strength. Now understand the capacity of that dangerous prayer. Listen to me, somebody. Building ecclesia is building your life. Did you get what I said, sir? Do you know how many times I say you should get out, you should go, and you are still staying? And nothing is dropping. I get what I'm trying to say? Building ecclesia is building your life. So if whosoever is privileged to be the master builder builds wrongly, something will be wrong. That is why every maximum concentration must be given to the building of it. No compromise of any kind. No pressure of any kind. Oh, and then for you to understand the gravity of this prayer, beloved, also, you begin to understand. Jesus said church. The first time church, law of first mention, I've told you before, that anytime a word is mentioned for the first time in the scripture, you can dig so much out of it. But interestingly, Jesus said church, and the next statement was gate of hell. You know what that suggests? Every church of Jesus Christ, not the church of a man of God, every church of Jesus Christ will be attacked by the gate of hell. But if you allow him to build his church, the gate of hell will not prevail. Suggesting they are operative, they are in operation, but they don't have what it takes. You know what that means, sir? Meaning your life is built, the devil is not a factor. Join your hands together, beloved.
with every spiritual strength we have. We're going to pray with every intensity. Remember those little children you greeted with as we started. Even the babies in the womb, even the baby we carried, and those unborn. Jesus, Son of God, build ecclesia and mercy in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and let's pray with passion. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Japate karate kanda shidaba. Ashidaba la balate katebreda. Izaprego shikate katabareda. Irabakate katebreda most. Rate katena balate vadikate. Iganto vrete data balasia. Ashina mahas. Ashigara mae. Isheba ashifarata. Regatana nanana napaya. Izate petemates. Izate parete madiata. Ekembrati garabos. Ashina maha. Erregada balataya. Erregada baye. Atundiata nabaye. Ashiga bayatado. Asene haya. Regatana da balato. Regatana da dos. Regatana da baye. Regada balatute asia. Ashata tata. Ashigala balada da. Ekendo firata. Ashigara bredemosa. The foundation must be right. The foundation is Christ. Ashigara regalamahasa. It shall not be corrupted. Ashigara nanana bariosa. Ashanda vatena nasa. Igeregeta bada bada bada. Ashine nananeo. Akovere tenga tendo. Akovere tenga tenda. Igarada bada bada. Iterere de bosa. Iterere baradiosa. Iterere baradiosa. Itera banavrio. Ashigata dio. Ratetemba dovete da gadosa. Ikikata. Ratembo tudia. Ashigara bada. Erede costia. Izatanda dapatia. Izita brendo. Sheramas. Sheremia. Sherebaria. Sherebaria da bosa. Shigarabaragamanagabaha. Iketaraba. Sidabaria. Sidabalato. Igana labado. Izateade. Isopradiada. Etana Madio. Ishakedam Radio. Iserereva. Jesus. Build your church. Jesus. Build your church. Jesus. Build your church. Jesus. Build your church. You are the bedrock of our foundation. In this place, Sidabaria, in this foundation, season of this walk, nothing shall be derailed, nothing shall be deranged, nothing shall lose alignment. Build your church yourself according to the template of heaven concerning the ecclesia embassy. Jesus, build your church. Jesus, build your church. Jesus, build your church. It shall be according to your will, Most High. It shall be according to your counsel, Most High. It shall be according to your precept, Most High. It shall be according to your way, Most High. It shall be according to your dictate, Most High. No personal decision. It shall be on the revelation of who Christ is. Shidaboha, Shibareha, Shikaravaha, Shibaro, Shadanavaha, Shibodo, Shireha, your church, the ecclesia, Shiraboha, shall be built on Christ. Shiraboha, Shiraboha, Irate Koto, Shiraboha, Igaradieto, Iene, Iere, Udiada, Shabali, Rateketa, Rede, Mare, Shidabo, Shidabaha, Sekereva, Shandere, Rabade, Indanamata, Zikateremia, Igalabalados, Igalabananiasha, Igalabanagio, Igalabanagios, Zatinanabos, Ah, Shanaba, Idananagaras, Sigabrebos, Sabalada Yadagarios, Itanamanioto, Zetanamaha, Indanabaha, Iratagada. Ashendo,
Lift up your voice, everybody. Strong. He must build his church himself. No flesh will do it. No ambition will make it happen. No personal project will make it happen. No family arrangement will make it happen. No committee will make it happen. He, Jesus, will build his church himself. Eratopia, and the gates of hell shall be silenced. The power of death that destroys ministry, thy silenced ministry shall be quenched. Itando, Shebaha, Diteto, Shebodo, Shemridus, Sadari, Shigo, Shea, Shedabos, Shedadus, Itanados, Sigeres, Isoria, Ikeros, Sidavos, Sigaro, Shabaria, Sedabo, Shiba, Shevara, Shaba, Redo, Rabba, Rabo, Shemi, Mate, Shaka, Shereba, Shebo, the lives of every ecclesia shall be built, Shero, Sibaha, Inde, Sudea, Shebo, Shigaba, Mante, Rade, in there, Fande, Sode, Ponde, Nade, Kaba, Somaha, Nedo, Zerebo, Zebaha, Ianta, Zabaha, Shigadaba, Manade, Deribos, Zagadad, Merido, build your church! Jesus will hand it over to you. Build your church. Jesus will hand it over to you. Build your church. That shall be according to your template. We will not bring anything that is not your will into this place. We will not do anything that is not in alignment to your counsel into this place. We will not use anyone that is not for you in this place. We will not raise any committee that is not your agenda in this place. We will not make any plan that is not in your counsel for this place. Neither we will embark on any project that you have not endorsed in this place. Master, build your church yourself, that all men may worship you in this place as the gospel of the kingdom is preached undilutedly, unreservedly, unhinderedly. Zandananas, Jeprandiesta, Radabandiesta, Ietoriso, Sinamanda Costa, Zivasha, Radaya, 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 Rabatata Kasha, Imande Turiosta, Zariatera Dosta, Zariatera Deste, Sinananana, Sinadayakada, Siho, Siano, Sinahasa, Eshiraha. I will not mislead these people. I will not bring heresy. It shall not be according to human reasoning. Sira Rusta and then to this. Asha Eshigalaha Irieteriaha 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 Shadow.
Thank you, Master.
going to pray.
We must walk in the light. You hear what I said, somebody? We must what? Walk in the light. There's a light that God has separated this movement to beam on the earth on His behalf. And Jesus said, there's a light I came to kindle. If it already be kindled, I will come to kindle it. He said, because of that, I need a baptism of fire to kindle that light. He said, how am I straighten, go through rigors and pain until it be accomplished? That's the scripture. Now, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5. Family of God, see this. Read together. One to go. Let us what? Let us what? So get it right now. It's not that God, we're asking God to shine the light or to bring the light. The light is available. Let us walk in it. That's why the dimension of our word is different. Because there's a specific light. Don't forget. There's the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, and the glory of the stars. And all of them differ in glory. Are you with me? That's why we're not competing with anyone. We're not copying anyone. We're not copycatting, copy and paste. We're not following anyone's pattern. It's a light. Lord, we walk in the light which you have given to us. In the name of Jesus. You know what that suggests? Spirit of obedience. Spirit of followership. So do you understand, people of God? You know, sometimes I said to God, I'm having an issue here. It would have been easier if I was just a brother and then you brought me into ministry. But you made me a privileged servant of yours for these years. Now you brought me to an assignment that is almost virtually opposite of what I used to know. So there's a lot of deleting to make anything happen. So if I'm careless or if I allow any form of demonic pressure, we'll lose the light. Are you with me, somebody? Lord Jesus, we walk in the light. Place that scripture there. Thank you. We walk in the light that you have given us to walk into. Please, pray not just for yourself. Pray for a generation of people. Because a generation are being handed over to us. We cannot afford to fail them. Father, as a family of Ecclesia, we walk in the light that you've given to us.
Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray. Shiramas de la mondo. Shiramas de la mondo. Shiramas de la mondo. Radeka vira mas de galanda ye. We walk in the light. We walk in the light. Let the light shine forth. Even as we walk thereof, it shall not be dimmed. It shall not be covered. I invoke the spirit of judgment made perfect. It shall not be deemed. Watch over this wall. We shall walk in the light that the Lord has given unto us. Embrada baba baba sata kana mandi embrada puta bala simene de bule de de pe embrada baba baba sata embrada baba baba bala baba For the people that sat in darkness, they've seen the great light. For the people that sat in darkness, they've seen the great light. For the people that sat in darkness, they've seen the great light. Yes, Lord. Shalomaya.
Light we came to shine will spread forth.
will show forth, will radiate in every sector, in the economy, in commerce, in government, in oil and gas, in medicine, in industry, in ministry, in art and culture, in entertainment, in sports, in businesses, in every career profession, in academics, in families, or by individuals, let the light shine.
You will run your church, Spirit of the Living God. You will run your church, Yahweh. You will run your church, Spirit of the Living God. You will run your church, Yahweh. Say, you will run your church, Spirit of the Living God. You will run your church, Yahweh. You will run your church, Spirit of the Living God. You will run, you will run your church, Yahweh. Come and run my life, Spirit of the Living God. Come and run my life,
consecrated to Him. We are consecrating our lives to Him, our families, our endeavors, and all that has to do with us. Especially in a month that He said we should give ourselves to Him, and that He will be asking many things from us, and that we should be willing to let go some. We should be willing to hand over many to Him. We should be willing to release as much as we can. Master, with our hands lifted up, Most High, take over our lives. We cannot run this life by ourselves. Take over our lives. We cannot fulfill destiny ourselves. Take over our lives. We cannot make anything happen ourselves. Take over our lives.
For by strength shall no man prevail. Jesus, take over our families. Not by might, not by power. He said, you don't make this thing happen. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, Message translation. He said, by your strength, by your ability, by your ability, by the force of any mortal intelligence, we are handing everything over to you concerning our wives, our husbands, and our children. Take over, Jesus! Concerning your church, the Ecclesia Embassy, it will never be that a man is the owner of this place. It will be eternally that you are the owner, the head, the founder, the builder, the insurer, and the pastor over this place. Lord, this is our communication tonight. And never will we debate how we live, what we live for, what we stand for, what we follow, and who we follow. That this will be about Jesus and exclusively Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Family of Ecclesia, lift up your two hands and shout the loudest, sustained, thunderous, sustain! Sustain it! Sustain it! Sustain it! He's as unto the Lord! He's as unto the Lord! Shout of joy and rejoicing shall not depart from our tabernacle! Shout of joy and rejoicing shall not depart from our tabernacle! Holy sound of joy and rejoicing over our family! Over the Ecclesia family. Woo! Even the sound and the instruments are resounding, showing to God that we mean what we've done. Shake that hand of that blessed person next to you, beloved. And tell that person you're welcome into God's presence. Please, you may be seated, everyone. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 was the scripture, Message translation, that God gave to us concerning blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, concerning the fulfilled life. Let's read that scripture together. 9 and 10, please. Shall we slowly and gently? 1, 2, read. Everything of God gets expressed in Him so you can see and hear Him clearly. Appropriate now. Continue. I don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Him. When I come to Him, that fullness comes together for me too. His power extends over everything. Lift up your right hand this way and say, in the name of Jesus, Christ's power that brings for my fulfillment extends over everything that has to do with me. Therefore, I live this fulfilled life by the ability of Christ, because I'm complete in Him. The word is plero, meaning I am filled to flowing. I am filled and overflowing. I am oozing forth that which Christ has placed in the inside of me. Therefore, I reflect on the outside everything Christ has deposited in me. Put your name. I, Victor Oluadam Larry, I leave this fullness in the name of Jesus. No half measure. In the name of Jesus, I am complete, total, absolute, definite in Christ. Nothing else fulfills me than this life that Christ has caused me to live. Watch out, heaven. Watch out, earth. Watch out, hell. This man will show forth the fullness of God. If you are the one shouting, yes! That is the word of God. And we saw from that scripture that everything that has to do with our fullness is in Christ. And hear me, somebody. Being born again is not just about feeling high, getting excited that I'm saved, getting above board that I can speak in tongues, feeling God's power, and knowing how to sing worship. It's far beyond that. This life that Christ has brought us into, it's not just for the inside. It's for show. It's for what? What is it for, sir? What is it for, sir? What is it for, man? Your life is for show. If you don't understand this, then you will abuse every essence of being Christ's own. Your life is for display. Amplified 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Peter, yeah, that's right. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Thank you. Nice guy. But you are a chosen race. Someone said, that's who I am. You know what you do? You better stop sleeping right now. I know you're not sleeping, but stop sleeping spiritually. Get aggressive and tap someone and say, that's who I am. I'm a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special person, that I will set forth his wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Someone say, I'm shining. Walk to four people, tell them, I'm shining, I'm shining, I'm shining, I'm for show. I'm for show. It's a fulfilled life. I'm for show. It's a fulfilled life. I'm for sure. It's a fulfilled life. It's in Christ. It's in godliness. Hey, glory to God. Who is shining? Now, hear this, sir. In Christ, everything is complete. In Christ, everything you will ever want, you will ever be, is available. That's why you must get your life centered on him and him alone. That's why you must get yourself focused on him and him alone. As you set your focus on him, it makes you focus to your world. Ensure that your eyes are on him. When your eyes are on him, the Bible said he is the express image of his Father and the fullness of his glory, the fulgence of everything that heaven has, is a pleroma. That is the life you have been brought into. As you focus on him, they looked unto him and were lightened. If he is the glory of his Father, when your eyes are on him, that's why that 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 said, when you focus on him, but we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are being changed from glory to glory, because in his face is glory. As you focus on him, glory begins to beam on you. We have not been called into a life of suffering.
Christianity is not a call into a life of by and by just to escape to another world. We have so much assurance on earth and greater surety in heaven. And I told you, ladies and gentlemen, heaven for me is not the ultimate. There's life after death. There's life after judgment. The Bible said, and to them that overcome, they will return back to this earth and they will reign forever. Because at that point, the second judgment had been emphasized. That is, the devil and hell and all these demons will be thrown into the lake of fire. Devil, hell, and demons will be thrown into the lake of fire. And then, to them that overcome in the first earth, they will return to live forever. Where there will be no sin, no Satan, no sickness. Back to the Eden system. But I charge you that you must understand that if we have hope only for the now, we are of all men most miserable. That's why for you and I, godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. I charge you in the name of the Lord, get satisfied in this Jesus. I charge you in the name of the Lord, get yourself hooked up to this Jesus. Look not away from him. Focus on him. Do all you can to please him. It's all about what he wants, not about what you want. It's all about what he wants, not about the pressure that is around you, beloved. Hey, godliness with contentment is great gain. And the Bible says, and without any controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16a. Great is the mystery of godliness. Beloved, it's not in vain. Your salvation can never be in vain. Your salvation cannot be wasted. There's a life here on earth. There's a life after here in heaven. And there's a life in the returning. That is the strength we have. That is where our joy lies. So you can't afford to live a careless life because you want to get yourself thrilled, like we saw yesterday from that scripture. But the pleasures of this world. That is why you just need to live a right life. Bible said we are of all men most miserable if our hope is only on this earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 19. Read, everybody. Read. Read one more time. I appropriate. One to go. One more time. Read again. Do you understand? It was all about now. There's something, sir. There's something you should prepare for. Remember the story? You're going to amplify it, then easy English it for me. Those will be beautiful. Thank you. Remember the story of that rich man who got to wherever he got to and then saw Sheol. That's where he got to. One of these days, we'll talk about hell. We talk about Sheol, we talk about grave, we talk about what happens when men die. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We just need to have some understanding. How you get on trying to say, or some basic things, so your mindset will change. Now, the Bible said, when that rich man got to Sheol, he saw Abraham. And the reason it was Sheol was because nobody had gotten to heaven. Jesus Christ is the first begotten from the dead. And then when he died, when he said it is finished, he went down to the grave. The Bible said he spoiled, remember Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 thereof, 16. He spoiled principalities and power. He made an open show of them, triumphing over them. And one of the things he did was that he led a triumphant possession of everyone that was dead before. Abraham, Daniel, David. Now, so where were they before now? They were in Sheol.
Now, so the Bible said that that rich man got to Sheol and saw Abraham actually enjoying life, but he was in a fire. And then he said, "Hey, sir, I'm asking you, this is Lazarus, the one I punished, the one I suffered. I'm asking you, tell Lazarus to just drop one, sir, put his finger in that water and put in my tongue, shakaba, so I can have strength. Please, I'm begging you. Now that I had riches in this world, I was running, remember that poem of yesterday, I was desperate to make a name, to make money, to do rubbish. Now that I've missed it, can you send Lazi to get back to earth on my behalf and tell my family members that it's not like that. There is a life after death. If our hope is in this earth alone, we are of all men most miserable. Christ in you, the hope of glory." What are you looking for that is not in Christ? Please stay with Christ. Trust me, sir, your life will evolve. The beauty of every life is not, do you understand? We saw the scripture Luke 12, 15 yesterday. It's not about what he possesses. It's about what he's set for and what he must fulfill. Understand, beloved. Let's do that scripture, the Amplified and the Easy English of that scripture. Thank you, sir. Now look at this. If we who are abiding in Christ have hope only in this life, and that is all, then we are of all people most miserable and to be pitied. So there's something far beyond now. Can you make it easy? Thank you, sir. And if Christ gives us a reason to hope during this life only, then we are the saddest people in the world. Then everybody should be more sorry for us than for any other people. But the good news is this: there's a greater life that lies ahead of us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you under the sound of my voice, your salvation shall not be wasted. I decree by the authority of heaven, devil will not cause you to lose your faith. In the name of Jesus. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3. He said, "Therefore, every man that have this hope that there is a future, tell him to purify himself even as he's pure. Tell him to do right, think right, live right, make things right. That is where your strength lies." It's very important, beloved. You know, there's one reality that we must not forget. Do it now. Revelation chapter 12, I think, verse 10. The Bible called Satan the accuser of the brethren. And understand, his accusation is not just about when you get to heaven. His accusation is already here on earth, and he doesn't deserve it. Christ, he doesn't want it. Can't you see how she's messing up? Can't you see how they are telling you they love you today and then tomorrow they change their mind? Can't you see their first love had already waned? The Bible called him the accuser. And you know, it's amazing. The Bible said he stands before God day and night. Day and night. And you do your devotion once a week.
day and night. Unini, unini, see God, unini. This way she's going. She won't do. I don't. Can't you see? Didn't you see that you said they should pray? She didn't pray. She didn't pray. What about if he master? The same thing. The same. Do you understand? He accuses the brethren day and night. But you know the next verse? But they overcame him. Lift up your right hand. They did what, sir? I decree in the name of Jesus. I speak from the womb of the morning that everyone under the sound of my voice, you will overcome every antic of the wicked against you. I silence every third voice speaking against your existence and your destiny now. They overcame him. Can I charge you therefore? Stay strong in God. Stay strong in God. Please stay strong in God. I told you some things yesterday. And I said, God said, I'll be with you this month. But just make it your month of separation and consecration for me. And he said to me, many things will come your way. He said, tell my people, many things will come your way, their way, to shake them. When he was saying it, I was crying because it was heavy. To shake them, to derail them, to cause them to begin to doubt me, to cause them to begin to question me. Many, sir, my own concern is this. When he says it, that's what will happen. Many things will come their way to shake them. I'm repeating again, sir. He said, tell them, many things will come their way to shake them. Suddenly, they begin to ask. Ah, had a terrible experience this morning. Some of the times, if he wants to speak to me something strange, he will tell me, go and lie down. So it can be any time, morning, afternoon, even when I don't feel like, lie down. And then a scripture came up. And that was 2 Timothy chapter 3. I won't be able to go through it, but it was talking about the perilous time. And then he kept emphasizing easy English. Easy English. And he began to talk about the things that we will see. This time. This is the time. God by his love will always communicate ahead for his people. Let me browse some things. You know, the title of that, the title of that, please permit me, we'll close by 8. Is that okay? The title of that scripture is The Coming Apostasy. The coming what? Apostasy. Now the word apostasy, thank you sir. The word apostasy talks about an act of refusing to continue to follow, obey, or recognize your Christian faith. Abandonment of your precious loyalty. Synonymous words? It means abandonment of belief, recantation, treachery, perfidy, faithlessness, disloyalty, betrayal, defection. Do you understand? It's a trend. Desertion. What they said they would do before, they deserted. Heresy. And it was overwhelming. Maybe one of the services will look at that scripture in full. From verse 1 to verse 9 was the scope that the Holy Ghost gave to me, is English. I beg of you, those of you that are followers of Christ, get back home and read through. I've told you all you need to do. Get to the ICT people. Tell them to give you the soft. It's free. We have this Bible app that all the versions, as much as is in it. And it's very simple to apply it.
to yourself, and then the audio is there, and many great things that will help you. Do you understand somebody? And then it will begin to make you understand. Give me the verse 1 alone, so that you can understand that your anchor holds in Christ. Understand this. During the last days, before Christ returns to the earth, there will be times of great troubles. Go to verse 2. People will love only themselves. They will want lots of money. They will think they are much more important than other people. Can't you see it's happening now? And they will talk about how great they are. They will say bad things about other people. Do you understand? When you keep reading, it's so terrifying. He said, mark them. Stay away from them. Because they are cancer. He said, they will not obey their parents. Not just physical parents, spiritual parents. He said, they will not thank anyone. They will think that other people or God are not important as they are. They will do. I beg you, sir. Christ-centered life, that's the fulfilled life. Stay with God. Focus on Him. There's no hope anywhere. As many things will begin to open up to you, unveil to you, know that the word of God had gone ahead. In Christ alone, rise to your feet. Let's play. God's musicians, Shada Basta. Rise to your feet, everybody. Lift up your two hands to heaven and speak in tongues right now. Speak in tongues. Lift up your voice loud. Every follower of Christ, in the name of Jesus, speak in tongues. Sira tira masi da baka baroto. Shida da 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 bado. Shida bante proto brigada. Speaking tongues loud. Speaking tongues loud. Speaking tongues loud. You will not be flushed away. You will not be washed away. You will never be confused. You will never lose it. You will never be distorted. You will never be deranged. You will never be abused. You will never give up. You will never question Christ. Nor question your faith. Nor ask, is there still hope in salvation? You will never regret this journey you find yourself in. You will never turn back in the path that God has called you for. You will never ever deny Christ till the end. You will stand. Let's sing this hymn. In Christ alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, He in the love of life I share.
In Christ alone,
in Christ alone, who took on flesh. Gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the one He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid. He in the death of Christ I leave. There in the ground He body live. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since God has lost his grip on me, for I am his and he is mine. Cross of the precious blood on ground.
No guilt. Oh,
say,
no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath. Oh, Jesus commands my death. Stand me high, no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever lock me from his hand. Till he returns, how small he was. Here, the power of God, I stand.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, his blood and righteousness. Christ alone, cornerstone.
Nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Lift up your two hands. It's a declaration of faith.
I dare not trust the sweetest friend.
Hey!
Shout about what only trust in Jesus' name.
My hope is built.
My hope is built on nothing less,
hey,
than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I dare not trust
the sweetest friend,
but only trust. Declare your faith, hey, Christ, hey,
Christ. Cornerstone, weak but strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He's
Lord
of
all.
Cornerstone.
Too hard is
there. I rest on.
seat of honor. Hey!
To every eye and stormy gale.
Rebel Eve! Celebrate Christ! Everybody say Christ! Oh Lord! We must draw!
You'll reach in love.
and under day, and on the day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. Woo! 10,000 years and evermore. Everybody bless the Lord, my soul. God is said to do in the month of June. It doesn't matter what comes our way. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
Oh,
my soul.
Worship His holy name. Sing. Just bless Him. Bless Him right now. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Father, we bless You. Thank You. Thank You for the month of June. It's as unto You, Lord. We've consecrated and we've dedicated. Thank You for our lives. Thank You for what we see, for what we cannot see. Thank You for what will happen, for what will yet happen. Thank You for everything. We celebrate You. We honor You. Because everything shall work together for our good. We celebrate You, Most High. We celebrate You, Most High. Thank You. Thank You. And thank You. Thank You. Lift up your right hand or your left hand or your chest. And make this declaration after me. Your right hand to heaven, your left hand on your chest. And say, Father, in all things, I will stand my faith in You. I look not on other, but You alone. Christ alone, my cornerstone. In every storm and in every trouble, my God will be my hope, and nothing will cause me to deny Him. Jesus, I love You. Love Him, somebody. Go ahead right now. Love Him. Shout it, I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. I love You, Jesus. We love You. We love You. You may be seated, God's people. Let's honor Him right now. Blessed assurance. Thank You. Let's honor Him with our seed. Whatever we came to bless Him with. Let's go ahead right now. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You because You have been good to us. Thank You for Your kindness and for Your faithfulness. Receive this from us
It's an expression of our love to you. Amen. Let's go ahead. Thanks. As you stay with God all through this month, God will see you through this month. It's said to be the best month. From this month, from Friday, in our worship and encounter services, I'll be taking us on the series, The True Essence of Worship. It's going to be an adventure of remarkable insight, because this is one tool that God has given to us as a movement, so He has not hidden Himself from us to know some depths about what worship is all about. Jesus is Lord. Shall we therefore partake of the communion? Glory to God. Rise to your feet, everybody. Stewards, thank you.
Can I have you now? Remember that scripture again, Romans. Chapter 8, verse 11. If the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Look up, everybody. Look up. You see, one thing that God, through Ecclesia, wants to do for us is to make us appreciate the intensity of God's word. We are to appreciate the intensity of God's word. Are you with me, somebody? This is God's word, direct word of the Father. Just look at it. From every line of it, it's something to get blown over. If, you know why? Because it's your choice. Not when. When suggests that it will happen. Do you understand? Huh? If is your choice. Is available, is your choice. But if. Are you with me, somebody? Look into the screen. I saw looking up and down like someone I'm seeing like a witchcraft looking up and down like that. Look into the screen. Now, he said, but if I catch that person, you'll be surprised. Nonsense. Now, see what the Bible said. But if, do you understand, sir? But if the Spirit of Him, and that's the Spirit of Christ, that raised up Jesus from the dead, meaning that was the Spirit that raised Him up. Sir, nobody raised Him up. Sir, do you understand? Every other dead person, someone raised them up. Ooh! There was a Spirit that raised this man up. And the Bible said that Spirit is available for us. He said, He that raised up Christ from the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, the end of every discussion is death. That is the end. So for you as a living spirit, this Spirit can do far more than that. Are you with me, somebody? And that's why the Bible said, He said, if you allow it, it will quicken your mortal bodies. And the condition is that you allow it to dwell, that dwelleth. Here, sir. See. Dwell means occur. Dwelleth means enocure. And the word we're emphasizing here is enocure. Dwelleth is present continuous, meaning allow it. Let it stay, sustain, feel, resident, reside, permanency in you. Let it influence you. Allow it to operate in you. And by this, don't communion again, triple emphasis. Every grace that is needed to run the race of June, you partake now. In the medical field, there are some drugs that you take that sustains you for 6 months. There are some for a day.
There are some for a lifetime, to the point whereby when you take it again, they say it can't work again because there's an antibody that has been raised that is contrary to it because you already have it before, had it before. Example, measles injection. It's taken once and poco. Did you get my point, sir? Are you with me, somebody? Now, understand. I'm believing Christ with you because the only instruction he gave to us is that the first 3 days of every month we to partake of the communion. So this last day, the third day, which is the last communion we take as a family, you can take it on your own, is to sustain us till the end of the month, so as to bring us the month of July. Therefore, as we partake of this third communion today, as Christ liveth, whose I am and whom I serve, I decree the sustaining power of the blood will answer for you now. This body and this blood of Christ will deliver to you what it carries in Jesus' name. Hell will not prevail over you. Death will not prevail over you. No concern will prevail over you. The power of Christ. You know, they thought that they had won the victory. And the Bible said if they had known, they would have crucified the King of Glory. They thought they had won the victory. They didn't know that it was a setup. That there was a spirit that was waiting for him in the grave. And on the third day, that spirit said, my friend, let's go. We gotta go. It had been ordained, it had been programmed. When the enemy thought that this is your fall, this is your end, God is bringing you back into glory. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Beloved, take it with strength. Take it with honor. Take it with that ability in you, knowing fully well, whatever may rise, whatever may come before you, you are overcoming, because you are an overcomer. In the name of Jesus, God's best, Christ's blessings on you, for you, for all that has to do with yours. In the name of Jesus, see you on Friday by 6 p.m. Aka, Akaya. Let's take the communion and go home. God be with you.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.